अद्वैतनिकायादि संग भक्तगण सुख महाप्रभु देखेश्वर श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rati Yatra. Balistadaita gana jena manta hati Jagannath vijaya kare hata hati. The very strong-willed daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Kuttuk daita kariskande alambam Kattuk daita dareshi patnacharam. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord and some caught his lotus feet. Kati tate bade dhrishtuna patadari Duvidike daita gane uteyata tadari. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity.
Uccadrida tuli sabe patishtane stane Ikka tuli haita twarayane tuli tiyane.
Strong puffed up cotton beds called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like bed to the next by the daitas.
Prabhupada gatte tuli haya kanda kanda Tula sabe unijaja sabe haya pachanda.
While the daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one bed to the next, some of the beds broke and the contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound.
Vishwambar Jagannath ke chalaite pae Apanai chaye chale koita vihaye.
Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes.
Mahaprabhu manina manina koryadvani nanevajya kolahala kichu nashami.
While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Manima, Manima, but he could not be heard. Purport, the word Manima is used to address a respectable person in Orissa. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Lord Chaitanya in this way.
Tava prataparudra kare apana shivana suvaranjari nayakata patasananjana.
While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden head.
Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyanamana Sulakya Shakshu Vinitam Yenana Tasmai Sri Guru Vinayana Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patakami Nayana Patakami Bhavan.
Rati Yatra of Lord Jagannath, according to the Skanda Purana, has been performed since the Satyayuga. So we can only imagine, and mathematicians can try to calculate how many Rati Yatras have already been performed. Many, that's for sure. And however, we also know that although Rati Yatra was being performed throughout yugas, still, Rati Yatra took another dimension. Another dimension the day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally partook in that Rati Yatra. That's when everything transformed. That's when the mercy just took a whole different dimension. First of all, Lord Chaitanya, when he was awaiting Lord Jagannath to come and to go on the chariot, his eagerness was very great. It is said that The eagerness of Lord Jagannath was very special that year.
Lord Jagannath usually waits a long time before coming out of his temple.
It actually, the devotees are for hours and hours waiting in front of the Simha Dwara, the main gate of the Jagannath temple, for Lord Jagannath to come, and you never know when he's going to come. There's no fixed time. It's this Indian stretchable time. And somehow or other, it happens whenever it happens, Lord Jagannath's time.
But on this day, Lord Jagannath was so eager that he came early.
He came early because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was eagerly waiting for the darshan. And Lord Jagannath was also eagerly waiting for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the two lords, somehow or other, had that exchange. And Lord Jagannath was carried by these daitas, these very strong men from the Sabara background, who carried the deity somehow or other, although the deity is enormous.
When Lord Chaitanya took up Ratiyatra, then what was added was something that had never been seen before.
This Ratiyatra festival is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyamika chapter 13. And two chapters early, in chapter 11, Lord Chaitanya has just returned from his tour from South India, and very shortly after, all the devotees from Bengal are arriving in Jagannath Puri.
Because the news had already reached. Mahaprabhu has returned. He has returned from his 6-year-long journey in South India.
So everyone was ready to join the Lord, and very eagerly he came to Jagannath Puri.
And when they came to Jagannath Puri, the days before Ratiyatra,
it was already a festival. You know how it is, the mood is there, and everyone was just eagerly awaiting Ratiyatra.
And the kirtans were just really taking off, and it is said, no one in Orissa
had ever seen such kirtan.
Such sankirtan had not been performed before. It was praying sankirtan, not just sankirtan, praying sankirtan. It was all done in loving ecstasy. All these hundreds and thousands of years that Ratiyatra had gone on, this dimension had never been there. That dimension of the ecstatic kirtan, which was now going to happen at this Ratiyatra with the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where the Lord would dance and just throw his body into the air and then just come falling down and then just bounce back up and throw himself in the air again. The dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inconceivable. He was way above everyone else. He was flying. Sometimes he was rotating very, very fast, set like a firebrand, just as you have a stick which is burning and you move it very fast. It makes like a circle of fire. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arms were moving so fast, it was like a full circle. It was just inconceivable to see. And the amount of mercy. Now, Krishna praying was being like fully manifest after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Nimai Pandit transformed. Nimai Pandit was a learned scholar. Nimai Pandit, however, just before taking sannyas, had gone to Gaya and had become a devotee of the Lord. He had met Ishwara Puri, and when he came back to Navadvip, at that time, Nimai had become a great devotee of the Lord.
Not so much longer, and Nimai eventually took sannyas.
And when Nimai took sannyas, it was that time that for the first time publicly he showed ecstatic love of God. And suddenly when Nimai was taking sannyas, lots of people were depressed because they were thinking, such a handsome young man in the prime of his life, 24 years old, and now he's shaving his beautiful hair. What's he doing? Why is he taking sannyas? He should enjoy. You know, he's gifted with all these beautiful attributes and he will give up the world.
No, we cannot see this. They were all feeling sad. But when Nimai, now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he started dancing,
then the whole mood changed. Then everyone started dancing and Prem Sankirtan was manifest for the first time. And after that, that Sankirtan was performed everywhere. It was like a tidal wave and people would become swept up to it. But now, this Prem Sankirtan had come to Jagannath Puri. And now, this Prem Sankirtan was being performed at the time of Rath Yatra. And this was actually the most powerful manifestation of the Lord. There was Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. The Lord in his wooden form, the most merciful deity who can accept so much service that he accepts 56 offerings a day, and who is being pulled in his chariot by his devotees, reenacting the pastime of the gopis carrying Krishna back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan by pulling the chariot. And the amazing thing is that those who pull the chariot and pull Krishna back to Vrindavan, they reach Vrindavan before Krishna. You thought about that? Yes. Maybe it's first, and then Krishna reaches. So that is the amazing thing to happen. That mercy is there, fully, in Lord Jagannath. But greater mercy still is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not looking at who is qualified. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the Lord appears in various forms to reclaim those who are in the mode of pure goodness. Lord Jagannath is even reaching out to the Sabaras. They are keeping pigs. Why are they keeping pigs? For milking? Why is anyone keeping pigs? Have you thought about it? For pig milk? But Lord Jagannath accepted the service of the Sabaras. And then the Brahmanas and the Sabaras came together and worshipped Lord Jagannath in the temple that had been constructed by Maharashtra Paruda. And in this way, Lord Jagannath was worshipped in great opulence. But now Lord Chaitanya was there, most merciful incarnation of the Lord. He who gives the mercy to anyone and everyone, even those who have no interest at all, somehow or other they also get it. Now he took Rath Yatra. He took advantage of this festival which attracts so many people to spread his mercy everywhere. And all of Jagannath Puri was vibrating. Never had so much mercy been manifest. Never had love of God been displayed so much. Never, ever had it all been available so much. Never, ever had everyone been there, not only looking at it, but, you know, even if a man was made of wood, he would dance. Right? No one could stand still when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. In Kavi Karnapur it describes it was like a dancing forest. It said the people were dark like tamal trees. The chariot was decorated with green from the banana trees, and it was like a moving forest of dancing banana trees. Like everything, it was just everyone was moving. Everyone was moving in ecstasy. Everyone was swept up. No one was just standing there socializing and just sort of, you know, watching it all. No, everyone was going full steam. Somehow or other, the ecstasy carried everyone beyond their limits. That is the nature of Jagannath Rath Yatra. The nature of Jagannath Rath Yatra is such that you think, I will do so much. I will go there and I will really do so much. And then, as it starts, at one point, it takes over. And you do more than you had planned. Because you become swept up in the ecstasy of the festival. And this ecstasy makes us go beyond ourselves and may make us do things that we were not thinking that were possible. So many Ratayatras now we have seen. So many Ratayatras we have heard about. But that one Ratayatra where the chariots rivaled Nelson's columns on Trafalgar Square, as the newspaper announced. That Ratayatra was the Ratayatra where Prabhupada showed his miracle. Where Prabhupada showed that even old age is no impediment and cannot be any stumbling block. Where Prabhupada showed that he was filled with transcendental energy and that Ratayatra is completely transcendental. Because they had prepared the chariot and Prabhupada's seat was there and they said, yes, please, you sit and, you know, and then the chariot, then it can begin. God said, no, it's okay. I will stay in the kirtan. And he was in the kirtan and started dancing and dancing and dancing and ran up and down, his arms raised, jumping up and down and then running forward to Lord Jagannath. Then each time he would jump the stair, the chariot would stop and Prabhupada was running up and down. And it was just incredible. And the police, right? The police just, you know, they don't like that, right? The police doesn't like it when the chariot stops, right? Because they're thinking, let's get it moving, let's get it over and done with quick so that the traffic can move, you know. So, but the chariot just stopped again and again. Some say that the police spoke to Shrutakirti, but others say that the police spoke to Brahmananda. From what I heard, it was Brahmananda. It's natural that it was Brahmananda. Maybe the second time the police spoke to Shrutakirti. But the police spoke to Brahmananda. Why? Because he was the biggest. He was obviously in charge. He had this air about him. There was no doubt about it. You know? If you tell him, then, you know, he'd have some authority. So the police went to the national authority and said, tell the old man to move. Tell him to move, not to stop. So Brahmananda had a very difficult moment in his life because he found himself between the police and Prabhupada. And the police was getting serious. So Brahmananda was a bit afraid of police. And he looked at the police. And then he looked at Prabhupada, but he was more afraid of Prabhupada. So he didn't go. He didn't tell. And the police came again and said, tell him! You know. And Brahmananda looked at the police, looked at Prabhupada. And then finally he said, Prabhupada, police wants you to move. And Prabhupada just looked at him, and Brahmananda shrunk and became the size of a mouse. And that was it. No one could stop Prabhupada. Not the police, not Brahmananda, not the whole universe. No one could bottle up that ecstasy. No one could bottle up such brain, such love that is pouring from his heart. The very same love that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had displayed 500 years earlier. Now it was there in the streets of London. That very same thing, and all the devotees became swept up in the ecstasy of the kirtan in the same way as it was going on 500 years ago. And in this way, when Prabhupada brought Ratayatra to the Western world, he did not just bring the chariot, great. He did not just bring Lord Jagannath, he brought everything. He brought the praise Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now, here in Durban, it's the what we are having is the echo of that praise Sankirtan. We, of course, cannot experience the ecstasy that Prabhupada experienced, the ecstasy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced, but something we can experience. Some drop. And in this way, that kirtan, that praying sankirtan, which was performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, which then was taken by the acharyas. When Haridas Thakur, who was old, Advaita Acharya, who was the oldest, the eldest, they were the main dancers. The old men were the main dancers. Not the young guys, no. The old guys, they were the main dancers. Of course, there was Pakresh, Pakresh Papandis, who danced 72 hours non-stop. What can we say? These personalities, now, the echo of their kirtan is again awakening in Durban. The anticipation is already there. Oh yes, everywhere in the world, Radha Yantra, in New York, on Fifth Avenue, Toshan Krishna got permission. It was impossible. How can you get permission for a parade on Fifth Avenue? The police said, out of the question. Out of the question, we have too many parades. We cannot have any more parades. Toshan Krishna, then, pushed and pushed and pushed. And finally, the police said, well, you can apply, but, you can't get it. Then Toshan Krishna wrote on the application that it was a parade with three hand-pulled carts. So the cops said, three hand-pulled carts? What's that? That's hardly worth bothering, And thus, three hand-pulled carts were approved, right? Little did he know that Jayananda had built these carts personally. Little did he know the size of them, that the wheels were way bigger than Jayananda. Because Jayananda was not a small timer, that he didn't know. Little did he know that Jayananda had begged for so much boga and had arranged this prasadam, and that Jayananda had arranged the whole thing, and that this was his final Radha Yantra. Because he didn't know that Jayananda was not well and had leukemia at the time. But Jayananda did not care. He was in front of the chariot steering it himself with a rudder. Right? There was no wheel, he had a rudder like a ship, and he was holding it, and he was in front of the chariot, and he was steering it, other arm raised and running. You can see the picture. Oh yes, and today you'll see his picture on the chariot, and we'll bow down 100 times. And when we bow down before the chariot, don't forget to bow down to that picture of Jayananda, because Jayananda got the mercy. Kavichandra Maharaj told us that Jayananda told him that Prabhupada said to him that he said, at the end of your life, you will see all the highlights of your life in front of your eyes like a film. All these pictures will come. And then it will come to the picture of Lord Jagannath. And then the film will stop. It will stop there. And that picture will stay. Because Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, he had been served by Jayananda without reservation, without thinking, oh, this cannot be done. Everything could be done. He single-handedly went around, collected all the building materials. He single-handedly arranged with Louis the Banana King for truckloads of bananas for distribution. He arranged the whole festival all by himself, but mobilized so many people that at the end, there was a whole army of people serving Lord Jagannath. And he was spreading the Sankirtan movement and engaging new people and capturing new people. And the festival swept up more and more people. And as it goes through the streets, people follow it. Here in South Africa, we had our first Rath Yatra in Cape Town. It was really special because we left with 400 devotees and we came back with 1,000. We picked up so many people, and Muslims were pulling the chariot. It was amazing. It was anybody, we just got swept up. Anyone forget, anyone can pull. And still, that spirit is there, the Rath Yatra. So today, on this day of our Durban Rath Yatra Festival, we get into this spirit. Let us serve. Let us serve Lord Jagannath. And let us give the mercy. In one of the Soweto Rath Yatras, we had so much prasadam for distribution. And we were just distributing and distributing and distributing. And then it was finished. And we're only halfway. So what do we do now? And everything finished. So then the chariot was decorated with fruits. So I said, take the fruits of the chariot and let's distribute those as well. And I remember I ripped off a big pineapple from the chariot and I took it. And I went to this house where people were behind a closed gate. Very old people, you know, weak and old. And, you know, and when they saw this pineapple, their eyes became big and round, and they said, is this for us? You know, they are from the land of the pineapples, right? I mean, you know, another name for South Africa is Pineapple Desh, you know? I mean, so many pineapples in this country, right? All over the place. But these people never in their life had a pineapple. And they were so happy. So happy at their old age to get that pineapple. Right? That pineapple, when they took it, I know, that pineapple did not go to their stomach. Every bite of that pineapple went to their heart. And they became transformed. And never they will forget. Never, never. Maybe they're dead and gone now because they were of that age. You know, who knows? But, surely, that Rath Yatra, somehow or other, a highlight in their life, right? That mercy they got, somehow or other, that stood out. That changed everything. Their whole life full of sin, their whole life full of suffering, their whole life of being oppressed and all that, you know, going through the whole misery of apartheid and name it all, a life. What kind of karma these people had? Not very good. But it all changed by one pineapple coming from the chariot of Lord Jagannath. And all the fruits were taken from everywhere and went everywhere. And how many people are getting the mercy? And oh, today, how many people will get the mercy? It's not about ice cream. It's not about us, you know. It's not like our party. Oh, Rath Yatra, yes, everyone's getting ready. Spiffy drums are being brought out. Some people have wristbands, you know. It's not one guy brings out these huge wompers every year with big wristbands and he just bangs them like anything. Oh my God, watch out, you know. What can I say? You know, people are waiting. The whole year he's waiting for that, you know, to bring out these wompers and do it again. Everyone's looking like, okay, here come the wompers. What can I say? It's a festival where everyone is getting together and is eager for it, you know, to do their thing. One is doing a few steps, another one is doing a few beats, another one is, you know, going for the... Akhni Dev is drinking ginger tea. He'll be fired up for sure. I may go a little bit against doctor's orders today. Just a little bit. Like this, we are getting ready to plunge
into this ocean of praying.
But the most amazing thing is when we are just remembering the spirit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like one of the Swamis who used to come regularly to Rati Yatra and who may come again is Kavi Chandra Maharaj. You know, not like a super flying kirtan leader or, you know, but Kavi Chandra Maharaj is a sankirtan devotee. He is from Radhadamanar, you know, from those buses that used to go around and distribute books. He was one of the party leaders. And he is a sankirtan devotee to day. And Kavi Chandra Maharaj, he's always running around in Rati Yatras. You know, running up and down from the chariot and finding some mercy to give to the people. His whole meditation is how to give the mercy to as many people as possible. So this is, and this is how it is. Let us drink this mercy. Let us taste it ourselves. Jump up and down in ecstasy and then turn around and pass it on to all the people there along the beachfront or wherever they are. Let us make sure that no one misses out on as much mercy as possible on this day, on this festival, which is now continuing for the next 4 days. Because that is really what it's all about. Giving out as much mercy as possible. And we ourselves drinking it until we become intoxicated. Thank you very much. I have no time for questions because we all have to leave to the side. So thank you very much.